This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. Hundreds turned out to the Hank Snow Museum Community Park in Liverpool on Tuesday to mark the National Day of Truth and Reconciliation. Survivors of residential schools and their families shared their stories. It was also a social and cultural event highlighting Indigenous dancing, drum singing, and traditional crafts. Here are some of the stories and sounds from the day.
Michelle Roy, and I'm from Wasohoba First Nations. I'm from Queens County. Today's event is about the stories and truth behind residential schools and part of the calls to action from the Truth and Reconciliation. And it's about bringing people together, learning. The more we know, the better we do. And we're going to have a Maui Omi and share our ways and our dancing and our music with everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Before we do anything, we are going to open with a prayer first, and our Elder Alan Knockwood is going to do this for us.
Kwe. In other words, in Alan Knockwood. Nikamaki ka muin. Great Spirit.
The best way to learn and learn different language and culture and the Mi'kmaq ways is to come and be with us within our communities and learn from us that way.
The truth of the Indian residential schools across Canada is horrible. A couple years ago, we heard of 215 unmarked graves in Kamloops, British Columbia. We have 137 missing children from Shibonacadie. We have stories from the community of how they disposed of those souls in the furnaces, in the pig farm behind, in the tidal river they call the Shibonacadie River. When I entered Shibonacadie, I spoke Ilnuik to Buzzard. Ilnuisi, huh? Now, at 72, I cannot talk in whole sentences in Nigama. Nestiman Ilnawikto, Amaja. Mezi. I got stuck. I got stuck because I still wait for that strap to hit me. At 72, I'm still waiting for that strap to hit me. They almost killed me there. I almost became 138.
My name is Terry Doucette. I'm here with my wife. I have a long history in the school system. Very, very powerful stories. If it doesn't move your heart to recognize the pain that a lot of people have gone through for generations, you need to check your pulse. It's time for change.
Maggie Roy. Well, I'm actually part of the Mi'kma'ki family here. Yeah, I mean, coming from the culture, it's not surprising. My great-grandmother was in the same boat, residential schools, and then got stripped of her status because she married a white man. For me, it's normal to hear these stories because I grew up around them, but just to see everyone out and wanting to know more and what they can do for change is kind of amazing.
It's really important to me for us to share our culture. The waterway that is the Mersey River is our waterway, our original highway. So it is so rich in artifacts, especially in Queens County. This is important to where I've been born and raised for us to host an important event like this that we don't normally see.
That's your QCCR News Update brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.